This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. At least 7 homes and over 20 people were impacted by a fire in the city last night. St. Ambrose Primary closed today. Classes at the Cuthbert Moore Primary School resumed today. The DLP condemns what it says is a faked statement about alleged DLP campaign plans. Government plans to import pork to meet increased demand for the T20 World Cup, and 100,000 people in Rafah told to evacuate. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. At least 7 homes and over 20 people have been impacted by a fire at Wellington Street in the city. When Starcom Network News visited the scene last night, scores of city residents filled the streets as fire officials worked to put out the blaze. The Barbados Fire Service said they received a call about the fire at approximately 23 minutes past 10 last night. 4 water tankers and 1 water tenders, that is, and 1 tanker responded to the scene with approximately 18 officers. A woman who is staying at her sister's home next to where the fire occurred says the experience was frightening.
I was already in my bed lie down and I heard the fire ritual, right? And then I looked through the window and I saw fire. I wake my sister. I tell she come, look fire outside. And then I trying to get my phone to call my sister. I call her, tell she the next door neighbor house is on fire. So she said, I'll get up. So I do not know how it started. As you can see, all I know, so I'm in the street. I was scared. I was crying because I said, my sister now, she now lay down, she husband died. I started crying. I was scared. I just wanted to get everything in control so that my sister house won't damage.
Another resident said that a friend of his lived in one of the houses that was destroyed. He explained that he's worried that he has not been able to reach him since learning about the incident.
Well, I now come around and see fire burning, and I want to know if he's inside. Because I call in here and I can't get through. And he's my friend. So, yeah, I call it twice already. I just get him voicemail. So we don't know if he was inside or if he... Anyway.
So you're very worried now.
Yeah.
A resident of Wellington Street in the city. Meantime, St. Ambrose Primary School in the city will be closed today due to the effects of smoke from last night's fire. The Ministry of Education has informed Starcom Network News of today's closure of the school, citing the residual impact of last night's blaze at Wellington Street. The Ministry of Education has cleared the Cuthbert Moore Primary School to reopen for classes today. Classes were suspended last Thursday after complaints of a foul odor were made. The ministry said in a statement that environmental health officers and other officials visited the school in an effort to locate the source of the smell, but no odor was detected at the time. The statement added that further investigation and precautionary measures were taken over the weekend, and it was determined that the school was fit to be reopened. Meantime, a letter to parents and guardians from the principal of the Lester Vaughan School stated that the school plant was not impacted by a recent fire at a nearby recycling plant. The letter indicated that the school's night security officer, who was on location, reported no evidence of smoke on the school grounds. Principal Mrs. Suzette Holder reassured that the school was safe for regular activities to continue. The Democratic Labour Party leadership and party member Kimar Stewart have disassociated themselves from a document claiming to be from the opposition leader's office about an alleged accelerated DLP election plan and new appointments within the party. More in this report from Chantal Legall Gibson.
The document was distributed via WhatsApp and came from a United States telephone number. It contained DLP member Kimar Stewart's picture and name and claimed that the sender was speaking in the capacity of public relations and economic policy officer in the leader of the opposition's office. The statement listed 6 members of the party as supposed campaign coordinators, claimed that former members of the party have been appointed as DLP shepherds with responsibility for guidance and care of election candidates, and that the Family First program was being relaunched as part of a new accelerated election plan in the event of a snap general election. However, when contacted by Starcom Network News, Mr. Stewart said he has no affiliation with or knowledge of either the number that the message was sent from or any information within the document. Chantal Legall Gibson, Starcom Network News.
Government is planning to import pork to meet an increased demand, which they're anticipating for the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. This was revealed by Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir, during a Barbados Labour Party St. Philip West branch meeting. Mr. Weir said that despite some growth in the industry over the first quarter, producers have acknowledged that local production is currently will be insufficient. Pig farmers previously voiced concern over declining input levels. They said they were worried that pork imports and how it could impact local production. The amalgamation of this island's social services is to be completed by year end. This was disclosed by Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, during a Barbados Labour Party St. Philip West branch meeting. Mr. Humphrey explained that this will allow the ministry to better serve the country.
I know that the family is going to be the cornerstone of our transformation. I know that we will finish this amalgamation before the end of this year. Right now, we've amalgamated Welfare and Youth Child Care National Assistance Board to be able to offer a total service to people. It's going to make a big, big difference. We're going to finish that. We're allowing the unions now to have their say and to make sure that we do it in accordance with what the unions want. Not for me, not for the BLP, but for the people. And we have to remain focused at all times on the people.
He also highlighted what he says is a need to do more for the island's children. Mr. Humphrey again defended the Child Protection Bill, which had been criticized by some sections of society. He said that the bill, which returns to Parliament next week, will better protect youth.
The laws that govern child protection in Barbados currently are 120 years old. The reality is that we have cases before the law court sometimes that take forever. We have to make changes. The penalties are not stiff enough. And part of it is also about educating parents and working with families to be able to do better. This law is going to make it safer for children in this country. There is not a social worker in Barbados that disagrees with it. Not one. We have political dissent for political reasons. But the truth is, we then took it back. We said, if you have issues with this bill, tell us what the issues are, and that we will make the necessary changes, because the worst thing we could be in leadership is ego-driven.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. Sick buildings and low wages are among several factors that must be considered if productivity in the public service is to improve. This is according to Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday, he explained that there's no simple way of measuring productivity and it cannot be based simply on hours of work. He said that other elements, including workplace resources, do affect employee performance.
The difficulty with measuring public sector productivity is that you've got to look at the input arrangement, the environment of work, have the correct technology. The state air guard mentioned the working conditions, the sit buildings, this impact on productivity, the level of wages, because obviously if inflation is galloping and you're getting these very small salary increases, you are always playing catch up to get what you call a decent wage or what you call a living wage. If I am barely making up with wages and being consumed with inflation and high cost of living, I'll be coming to work merely to struggle and survive against that, but I may not be given 100%.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. And finally, Israel's military has told people in eastern Rafah to evacuate immediately, a day after the country's defense minister told troops in Gaza to expect intense action in the city soon. The military said the current evacuation impacts approximately 100,000 people. The evacuation call comes a day after Israel closed the Kerem Shalom border crossing to humanitarian trucks following a deadly rocket attack claimed by Hamas. Recapping the headlines. At least 7 homes and over 20 people impacted by a fire in the city last night. St. Ambrose Primary is closed today. Classes at Cuthbert Moore Primary resumes today. The DLP condemns what it says is a fake statement about alleged DLP campaign plans. Government plans to import pork to meet increased demand for the T20 World Cup. and 100,000 people in Rafah told to evacuate. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.